It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Attorney General William Barr was slated to testify about President Trump's budget request for the Department of Justice, but it didn't take long for his proceeding today on Capitol Hill to stray and focus on Barr's four-page summary of the special counsel report. Under questioning from Representative Jose Serrano, Barr spelled out the criteria he was using for the redacting.
The first is grand jury information, 6E material. The second is information that the ICE, the intelligence community, believes would reveal intelligence sources and methods. The third are information in the report that could interfere with ongoing prosecutions. You will recall that the special counsel did spin off a number of cases that are still being pursued, and we want to make sure that none of the information in the report would impinge upon either the ability of the prosecutors to prosecute the cases or the fairness to the defendants.
He's going to color code the report.
Redaction, yeah.
So that in those four categories, so that you can tell why it was redacted based on that reasoning.
Now, what is interesting there, the new piece of information we get from that is that they're ongoing investigations.
Right.
So things that would impact ongoing investigations, which basically would take out anything that could possibly implicate the president or his family.
But also the people who, they're saying that the reasons why the Mueller probe was kicked off was another piece that could be investigated further. He answered that question very loosely.
So we're going to get nothing out of this. Nothing out of this.
Well, we'll see. It's how many pages? 400 pages?
All right, checking in at
number four.
President Trump says that the administration has no plans to revive the controversial family separation policy amid speculation about whether the practice could return because there's been a big shakeup over at Homeland Security. But I think in what has now become, well, we're going to call this the classic Trump. He found a way, despite all of this, to blame Obama.
Obama separated the children, by the way. Just so you understand, President Obama separated the children. Those cages that were shown, I think they were very inappropriate. They were built by President Obama's administration, not by Trump. President Obama had child separation. Take a look. The press knows it. You know it. We all know it. I'm the one that stopped it. President Obama had child separation.
Okay, so there's a couple things there.
Mm-hmm.
He is correct that those images that we saw with the kids in the cages was from the Obama years. That is true. And that there was the separation of children from non-custodial adults that they were with. That is also true.
So if they were questioning whether or not there was a relationship between the adult and the child,
right?
They would separate them,
and they wanted, there was a human trafficking piece, or there was something else that was going on. What Donald Trump did through Kristen Nielsen and everybody, you know, the change in the rule for this year for 6 weeks was that if you came across with your kids, they were going to take you into custody and separate everybody, separate the kids from the adults, because the adults had to go into a separate adults-only facility. And this was going to be, as the Attorney General of the United States at the time, Jeff Sessions, said, this was going to discourage people from coming up. If you don't want to be separated from your children, don't come up here, is what he said. Because all the people on the migrant train are watching CNN or Fox News Channel. Somehow he thought that word was going to get out. And so what they did by having the zero tolerance policy, it was a new version of the separation for the purposes of trying to send a message through these caravans that, hey, if we're going to lose our kids if we go up there. That's what they were trying to do. The president even acknowledged that today in his speech. But he still wanted to say, hey, it was Obama's fault. He did it first, which is factual but not accurate to the current question, which is why are you doing it now? Because the intent was different under Obama than it was here, right? The intent here was to scare people and to separate the kids so that it would, be a bad deal. The intent under Obama was to separate children not from their parents, but from non-custodial adults. And what the president really is also pointing to here that he didn't want to go into, but he could have, because it would, I think, play well with his supporters, is that they were just, when people were coming across with families, they were trying to find another family to put them with in the United States. And then they would give them a court date, for their asylum hearing. And that's that was a loophole that Trump doesn't like. Let's listen to a little bit more of the president here.
Now, I'll tell you something. Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming. They're coming like it's a picnic, because let's go to Disneyland. President Obama separated children. They had child separation. I was the one that changed it. Okay, thank you very much. But it brings a lot more people to the border. When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law. And I think the press should accurately report it, but of course they won't.
Doesn't he sound like a 14-year-old who just came home with
some excuses?
Can't really explain where he was. It's a lot of there's a lot of deflecting there. There's a little bit of accuracy, but then it's all sort of covered with a lot of other stuff. Really, the whole thing is unfortunate. I mean, nobody wants this situation.
No. And there does need to be a solution.
But weaponizing fear that people are going to have their kids taken away from them when in a lot of these cases they're coming to try to protect their kids, get their kids away from that situation. And again, it's all horrifying. But here's another solution. Don't cut the aid for those countries down there. Try to actually, you heard Republicans over the weekend saying double the aid down there and just make sure and double the American NGO or even organizational presence to try to make sure that that money's going where it's supposed to be going, not just into some warlord's pocket.
Well, he's cutting the aid as a response to trying to, and I'm not saying it's the right way to do it, to try to get the Central American countries to do something about these migrants.
But what are they going to do? I mean, it's a war. These are literally warlords against warlords.
100,000 from Central America, asylum-seeking families detained in March alone.
We spoke earlier today with Congressman Kinzinger, who said that he and many other Republicans are still in favor of the United States being in the asylum laws being on the books here in the United States, but they must be properly, respect the laws and the rules that surround the laws to be, done in a way in which the law intended. And we'll just have to see if that actually ever transpires. It's a mess, no matter how you cut it.
It is.
But the president, it was the word salad, and Obama was the big word in the word cloud today. All right, let's check in now. Here is Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Roe, an Illinois congressman pressing the IRS commissioner on the president's tax returns.
Top 5 of 5 continues. We've worked our way up to
number 3.
Jimmy Fallon is talking about presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, trying to set themselves apart.
But all the candidates are trying to stand out. Now Bernie Sanders is saying that he wants to make it legal for felons to be able to vote while they're in prison. It's an interesting idea, but you do not want to know how he plans on getting the ballots inside the jail. That is pretty disturbing. Elizabeth Warren is also in the news. A new poll found that she's currently in third place in her own home state of Massachusetts. But keep in mind, second place is a Dunkin' Donuts cashier, and first place is Gronk. Massachusetts!
Gronk's got nothing else going on.
He retired, right?
Right. Didn't he, Kevin? Gronkowski?
Yes. Yeah, he retired, and he's, I believe he's
barely 30?
A DJ or something, right?
Isn't Pretty that what much. He's gonna do? Just goes to events and parties and promotional type
partier.
Thing.
Right. And then I get my
That's
shirt.
A job now.
Then I get my shirt dirty, and I wash it with Tide. Yeah, I'm Gronk.
He smashes a football on the ground.
He really is. He's Hodor, is what he is.
Remarkable player.
Number two.
Well, Hodor was remarkable, too, because he would hold the door. Oh, wait, spoiler alert. Budweiser has unveiled a tribute film to Dwayne Wade.
Oh.
Dwayne Wade is retiring this year.
Oh, man.
It's a film called This Bud's for Three. It takes a look at Dwayne Wade's season-long jersey swap ritual, right, when he's leaving, you know, every team that he goes to.
Yeah.
They do that as these guys are going, and then you know, they frame them all with their money while they're still working, and then they sell them off 5 years later when their money is all gone. Here, but I don't think in Dwayne Wade's case. He seems like he's got it all worked
does.
Out, yes. Here's his mom, Jolinda, talking about what it was like to be among the fans.
Hey, Dwayne.
How you doing, Mom?
You were the joy of my life. But I was dropping the ball. That day that I just couldn't do it no more was the day that I was going to have to turn myself in. And I seen the tears just fall from your eyes. Your mama went down a road, Dwayne, that I didn't ever think I'd come back from. But on that road, I noticed you kept showing up. And you'll come and see about me. And Dwayne, because you believe in me. When I got out of prison, I was a different woman.
Man.
Wow.
Is it dusty in here?
I have goosebumps.
I'm like crying. That is so powerful. It's a Budweiser ad. Wow.
Yeah. It's a film. It's a Budweiser film.
Oh, it's really remarkable.
It is pretty well done. They have there was a Stoneman Douglas sister of one of the victims, the shooting. She came because he had... She had gotten in touch with him when that happened, so she's involved with it. A bunch of other people as well.
Pretty special.
It's pretty well done. Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, I mean, he was a Bull for a short period of time, but never in his prime. But he obviously one of the great elites.
Oh, yeah.
Of the last 15 years in the NBA, but he always gave back to Chicago. He lived here.
Yeah, he's got such a social conscience. He's always helping out people, and there's so many stories of him just reaching out, both in part of organized programs to do so, but also just when he sees someone in need.
And finally,
number one.
Can't they rent a car for the pilots and have them drive?
Oh my god!
No! No! This is wrong! Oh my god! Look at what you did to him!
Who can forget that incident on a United Airlines flight?
Poor Dr. Dow.
Dr. Dow being dragged off the United Airlines flight in 2017. And he actually just spoke to, now this is 2 years later, right?
Is it that long?
Yes. He spoke to Good Morning America about what it was like for him then and what it's like for him now.
How did you handle all of that attention?
Get the point, I have to hide him.
Could you go to work? Could you leave the house?
No. I stay for months in the house. Well, the most important thing is the accident turned out the positive way. Airline business willing to change policy.
So he's willing to forgive everybody involved and said that the aviation police had a job to do? He's not angry. Forgiveness.
Do you think the aviation cops that did that remember doing it? Wait, we did what? Oh, yeah, I remember that one. I remember that.
Remember that time.
Which one? Anyway, that was, there you go.
Yeah, he says he barely remembers it because it's so traumatic, but that he went back and watched the video sometime later and just cried. I mean, he had surgery, his nose was broken, teeth were broken out, he had a mild concussion, all kinds of... You remember how serious that was?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy Dr. Dow's doing okay.
Should have gotten up off his seat. Coming up, Stories That Matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at WGN Radio.
The Top 5 at 5.